Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Can we batch cook snacks and treats that'll satisfy the entire family of all ages, shapes and sizes? Siobhan Berry, of course, Mummy Cooks from social media, is with us here in studio today. How are we doing?
We're good.
You have loads of different snacks and treats with you today. Yeah.
I think I have lots of different snacks on rotation because, you know, we tire of it. You need them. And 100% you can batch cook. I think you have to kind of a lot of them. So so when I think about a snack, I want it now.
Yeah.
I don't want to be preparing
No, I don't want to be waiting at all. Nothing.
I don't even want to be like, so I have an area in my fridge for snacks. And I find like if I get like a pineapple, it'll just sit there. Unless I chop it up.
Yeah.
If I say to the girl, like the girls will say, there's nothing in the fridge. If I don't chop up some carrot sticks or just have it visual, they'll actually go for it.
It has to be there, there and done.
There and done that second.
So tell me about some of the treats that you have.
So first off, we have a muffin. I'm a huge fan of muffins. I brought in muffins before. We had a breakfast muffin before. So you can have sweet or savoury.
I'm munching away at it.
Yeah. So this is a cheesy courgette muffin.
Lovely.
And I would batch cook it. So I would cook like maybe 24 of them. Sometimes I do little mini muffins.
Oh, yeah.
And then into Ziploc bag and then into the freezer. So that lasts in your freezer for about 4 months.
Now, for our listeners, all of the recipes are going to be up on your own socials and our socials here on News Talk as well. So people don't have to take note. But I mean, it's fairly simplistic.
It's a basic recipe with like grated courgette and some chives in it. It's so simple. And also, like, if your child doesn't like courgette or even you don't like courgette,
you don't really taste courgette in it, to be honest. Tastes the cheese all right.
Yeah, the cheese is definitely there. And that's something children love. I love this with soup. I think it's a really nice thing to pair with soup. It sits in a lunchbox really well. It can take out and about. So, muffins for me are definitely a batch cook option.
So they're sort of, you'll make them up. Your recipe is for a large sum total of them as well.
I actually made these last week and I froze them. So I made the mini muffins because I have silicone muffin trays.
Oh yeah.
Now make sure you do silicone. If you have to line baking trays and then clean the baking tray, you'll never do muffins again. So silicone is the best option. And then I made a couple that were larger. It's not making the same muffin every week as well. I have a couple of different ones on rotation.
They're also not a sweet muffin. Like that's very much in the savoury bracket.
Yeah. 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 So again, I would pair it with soup. My husband will just eat them as snacks. Actually, he loves savoury as well. And then for the girls, then I'll add it to their lunchbox as well. So
perfect. Does the entire family.
Yeah.
For the day that's in it tomorrow, your next treat.
Yeah. So I, again, like, okay, we talked there about snacks that are you know, you can have straight away. But pancakes, I think, don't forget about them for snacks. My girls love pancakes and I would have always, that's how I kind of brought them into the kitchen initially. They're very simple to make. You're just using cup measures, you're stirring, you're putting it on the pan and they just loved it. And then they loved all the condiments as well. And then this one is an oaty banana one. So it's got oats.
It's like a healthy pancake.
Yes. Yeah. Healthy. And have you tasted it? Because it's quite sweet.
Oh yeah. You have banana in it.
And we've got like some vanilla extract in it as well, which kind of sweetens it up a tiny bit. So you don't really need anything else on top of it. I'm not a big fan of freezing pancakes. A lot of people do. What you do is you put it on parchment paper and then layer it up and then put it in the freezer. But they're so quick and simple to make. I would actually do it with waffles. So if you have a waffle machine, use a pancake mix and then into the freezer and then into the toaster then to reheat it.
And if you were to freeze those, because you could, you just put them on the parchment paper, leave them in the freezer, take them out as you need them and pop them into
the... You do that so they don't stick together and then out into the microwave and defrost it or defrost it in your fridge and then just heat it through on a pan.
Okay. Again, your batch... cooking all of these, so there's probably large amounts.
I'm not mad on batch cooking pancakes because I think they're quick and simple, but it is absolutely, it's actually possible to freeze everything, by the way. It's just how, it's just things
some
like
things take to it better.
Yeah,
though.
Bananas come out brown and avocado come out brown, but everything is freezeable.
Now, talk to me about these coconut bites. Yeah, these are the ones I've my
these are the ones you like. So these are my coconut bites. I would always have a bag of these in the freezer, and actually you can eat them from the freezer. So what I have is coconut oil, desiccated coconut, a little bit of maple syrup, and then you literally just blend it together, make it into a ball. I pop it into the freezer just to get them to set, and then I drizzle a little bit of chocolate over it.
Over it. It's like a healthy bounty.
Yeah, it is, actually does taste like a bounty, doesn't it?
It's lovely, yeah. So it's literally three ingredients, that's
it. And also, think of no-bake as well options, because no-bake means that I don't have to consume it in 3 days. I can have it there in the fridge for a week. But also, something like this will freeze and stay in the freezer, and you just take it out when you want, whatever you want.
So it's just literally the desiccated coconut oil, mix that up, add in small amount of maple syrup. Yeah. Roll them into balls and throw them in the freezer.
That's it.
No cooking at all.
No cooking at all.
Couldn't be
the
easier.
Protein balls are similar as well, where you're not cooking. There's a lot of different options that are no bake and they last longer.
Yeah.
And that's what you want. Like, as I said, that place in the fridge that, the kids come home and they're like, there's nothing to eat. So I always have a place in the fridge where there's snacks layered, and then I'm changing them up the whole time, and I'm getting them. And for smaller kids as well, like I would do snack plates.
Yeah.
And you're kind of pairing stuff that they'd really like with stuff that they might try or you know, just kind of to broaden their taste.
The snack plates are a huge trend on TikTok at the moment, aren't they? So this is sort of a mix of the after school or after activity.
Yeah.
It's a non-fancy charcuterie, but it's all about
kind of children love control, and if they're not in control, then they'll reject the food. So giving some control, which is giving the foods that they like with other foods for in close proximity, it's not actually touching it. It's on maybe another side of the plate, will lead them to kind of accept it more. And also, there's a lot of talk about not making foods out of bounds. So you're having a plate that has chocolate on it and also fruit.
Like, and the plate of stuff that you have here between your, you know, the cheese courgette muffins, you have the oat and banana, very small pancakes, you've sliced banana, and then you have the coconut chocolate balls as well. So
exactly. So it's all about a variety, isn't it? It's about changing it up and variety all the time that will lead you to have a
stick
healthier.
At it. Yeah. I'm just thinking you could probably actually stick protein powder into the coconut mix there as
absolutely,
well, could you?
Absolutely, yeah. I probably wouldn't do it for children, but I would do, for
that's
yourself.
That's the buzz I'm on at the moment.
Yeah. Stick the protein.
Seeing much effort to try and eat protein. But anyway, Siobhan Berry, thanks a million, Siobhan, for joining us here today on Lunchtime Live. All of Siobhan's recipes, you can get them on her own at Mummy Cooks on social media. We'll share them too on our own socials at News Talk as well.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.